One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Merkle Media.
Side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going hot," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
I went around that truck and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkle.
And I'm Brian Shipper.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or if you would like to have a conversation with us about your time and your experiences on the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the hammerlanelegends.com webpage. Hit the contact section, get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. We want to hear your story. Shipper, tell them about the voicemail line.
Voicemail line, 515-585-MERK, 515-585-6375. A short story, something crazy happened to you. Anything longer than 5-10 minutes, get a hold of Jack.
We'll interview
you for the show.
Amen, brother. If you find yourself in need of any kind of preparedness stuff, you know where to go. Preparewithhll.com. That's preparewithhll.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. But they've got 30-year coffee. And last night...
You needed it.
I needed it.
They might have 30-year coffee, but you didn't have it.
But I had no coffee last night.
No coffee. No coffee.
Not good. None coffee, as my daughter says. None coffee. It was not a good thing. But yeah, check it out. Preparewithhll.com. They've got everything. Shipper, tell them about the buy me a coffee, dude.
Oh, buy them a coffee.
Yeah,
buy it. Keep us fueled. Keeps us caffeinated. You can access that at buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane. It's the virtual tip jar. If you feel like keeping us caffeinated,
that's a way to do it.
And you like what we're doing here, it's a way to show your appreciation. And as we said, we'll be checking in time to time. And, you know, whoever contributes, we're going to make sure you get your name mentioned.
Most definitely.
And you did not check the voicemail.
You're right. I didn't. I should probably do that now.
You should probably do that right now while we're here. Stop recording. We're back.
We're back.
Okay. We checked the voicemail line. Nobody left a voicemail.
Nobody's left us
a voicemail. So nobody gets their name mentioned today.
No. But. So
just to let you know that,
that is one of those things that we're changing.
We're on top of things. You know, it's a little crazy how we do it.
It is.
Hey, whoa. How come one's black and the other? I mean,
because we stopped recording.
Oh.
And then we started recording
all right,
again.
Well, Jack's got to put this together.
He'll put it all together. He'll
figure it out. Yeah, I bet he will.
Mm-hmm. He will. He'll
when you hear this show, it'll be a. Hold on. Anyway.
Yeah, that'll be a funny little bloop there.
Yeah,
anyway.
Just a bit.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, you know, we're trying to make changes as far as the voicemails go. We never get enough to compile a whole show. So we're going to start playing them as we do the show. That's how it's going to go. We're going to put them on the front end or the back end of the show.
We're gonna
get your voicemail played. They are going to get played. So go ahead and call us. Say, hey, go ahead and call us. And if you got a story, if you got something to talk about, if you got something you want to set, you get off of your chair. Well, no. Yeah. You know, just give us a call. That's all. Give us a call on the voicemail line if you would like to hear your voicemail played on the show.
Right.
Yep. You know what, Shipper? This is something I was looking at. I was reading some CDL news, and I found an article about a truck that got hit by a train, and I believe it was in Tennessee.
Isn't it the other way around where the train it would hit the truck?
That's what I said, the truck that got hit by a train.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay.
I thought you said the truck that got hit
by a train.
Right.
Which is...
I would say it's the train that got hit by a truck.
Right. Either way. The truck got hit. A train did it. And it wasn't the train's fault.
Go figure.
I know, right? It is one of those weird things that I'm looking at. As I'm reading the article, I'm thinking to myself, how in the world do you not see a train? Why would you keep going? Why would you, the red lights are flashing, the train is blowing his horn, and the driver just keeps moving forward right into the train. And I don't understand that. That is one of the things. I was looking up some statistics and trying to find some statistics, and that is not an easy thing to compile, is getting some statistics. But some of the stuff that I was seeing, I was just like there was where's the one statistic that I wanted to catch up with, but there was like 1800 train accidents, collisions, and in 1 year, in 2020. And I was just like, how in the world does this happen? I mean, it's not like trains are invisible. It's not like they don't have horns. It's not like they don't have a big light on the front end of it. And it's not like at most train crossings, at least most of them that we see around here, you know, they have the bars that come down, the lights that go on. You know, it's not like this is it's like a surprise that there's a train. Oh, my word, I didn't see the train.
Right.
And yet that seems to be what happens. It's like, how does this happen?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of them, a couple that I've heard of. The truck just stopped on the tracks.
Yeah, I mean,
driver gets out of the truck to ask for direction. Parked on the tracks.
On the tracks.
Meanwhile, the 345 is right on time, coming through. Boop, boop.
It is now 345 and 10 seconds, and it has showed up.
And you hear the crunch.
Yeah, it is one of those things that I look at, and I'm just like, I'm amazed every time I see one of these things. And if you go on, like, just YouTube. You know, truck versus train, you know, just YouTube, and they're all over the place. And yet, you know, you ask, you know, just in just your own thought process, you have to look at this and go, how is this happening? How are these drivers not seeing this happen? How are they not aware that it's a railroad track when they're marked clearly in a whole bunch of different ways? You know, I'm using this thing because it's like this article just caught my attention, and I was like, this is freaking nuts. You know, what happened to safety? What happened to just using your head, you know, for, you know, more than a hat rack? Is this what is becoming of today's drivers? Because I can't really find statistics that say what the age or the longevity of these drivers are, like how long have they been a driver? So I don't know. But I'm just looking at this and I'm just curious.
Well, did they take the trucks must not park on the railroad tracks out of the CDL test?
They must have removed that sign. Right. You know, I was like, sorry, you know.
We're gonna make this, we're gonna dumb it down that everybody can pass. Okay.
Yes. So, you know, that is just one of those crazy stories that I was looking at and I was reading, and I just thought, you know what? That is just, how is this happening? How is this going on? And, you know, when you try and compile, like, you just start looking it up and you try and figure out, you know, like this is the story that I was reading earlier. A truck driver failed to stop for oncoming train, causing a derailment. And the guy walked away from it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. And is it because he's distracted? Is it because he's looking at his GPS? Is it because he's listening to music? Is it because he's not paying attention? I mean, what is going on that you miss the red flashy lights? You miss the railroad crossing signs. You miss the arms that come down. You know, none of this stuff rang a bell. None of this stuff is like, hey, this is a warning here. You know, it's the thing that I don't get. And I am trying to understand it because these things happen more often than what you think. It's literally one of those crazy things that happens. And I wish
you're just stupefied.
I am stupefied. I literally am stupefied. I am trying to figure out like how often does this actually happen? But if you go on YouTube, it looks like it happens all the time. It's because they're all over the place.
You sure it's just not the same video?
they just colored the truck differently. Right, yeah. Just, you know, Photoshopped it. Is that what you're saying?
You never know.
Oh no!
You got to fact check this stuff nowadays. Yes, you that's do. What they it's, tell us.
Yeah, we got to fact check everything. Mm-hmm. Everything except for the fact checkers.
Right. In fact, we don't check them at all.
Nobody seems to.
Just
anymore.
Saying.
I feel your pain, man. It's just, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I look at and I'm just not, I'm just totally and utterly befuddled.
Stupefied.
Stupefied. I love that word, stupefied. And so, I'm trying to find some statistics on that. If anybody happens to find any statistics
or anybody knows anyway from, Norfolk Southern.
There you go. Train and tractor trailer collisions. Call the voicemail line and let us know, and we will play it next week or whatever, whenever we get one. It's just crazy. It's just one of those things that I don't know. You kind of look at that, and it's not even anything funny you can even do anything with. It's like, that's just crazy. It's just a crazy thing. And Ship, what was some of the news that you were reading today?
What the hell was it? Oh, something about Mac and... with the electric truck out there in Sonoma.
Yeah, what about it?
They unveiled it.
Did they?
But here in the Lehigh Valley, Mack's not producing a truck because they're on a strike.
That's what happens when you go out on strike. You can't produce anything. So you can't produce.
We made one.
Did it work? Yeah. They didn't have the chips. It's crazy. I don't know, Shipper. I'm looking at this stuff and I wonder any more about this industry.
Late
breaking news.
Oil prices might go up due to Middle Eastern crisis. In case you were under a rock.
Just in case you didn't know something was happening in the Middle East.
That's the news all fit to print.
That's all of it, huh?
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? Figure. You know, all the news fit to print. And it's not so good a lot. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
Just one of those things.
Just one of those things. You know, it's like, what else can you say? You shrug your shoulders and you go and you sign into your log and you do your job. Mm. And you figure, well, at some point, you know, who knows?
Yes.
You know, we're just taking it one day at a time, trying to figure things out, trying to be happy, we're coming into the holiday season. Are you getting ready for the holiday season, Shipper?
Not really.
Not really? You're not really, you have not had any turkey or anything like that lately?
Oh, turkey. Yeah, we had a trial run.
There you go. All right. How was it?
Turkey-ish.
It was turkey-ish? The missus made a turkey and a whole Thanksgiving meal or what?
Well, basically, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. All the stuff in the cranberries, a whole ball of wax.
The whole kit and caboodle, huh?
Just went to try out the oven.
And apparently it still works.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to use it for Thanksgiving, it'll blow.
Well, it happens. There's always Wawa.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. It's the gobbler.
Yes, sir. Give me a couple of turkey bowls to go.
There you go. Fantastic. That's awesome. You have any big plans for the holidays, dude?
People, relation coming over. Yeah. Fun, fun times.
Don't sound so excited. I know you're a people person.
Houseload of people. Yeah. You know? Gotta cook two turkeys.
You know, you could.
I have to take off the week to prepare. Yeah. You hear the fun and excitement in my voice, don't you?
I do. I hear it. You are.
All for these people to come to my house, chow down like they've never eaten in their life.
To go home.
And make a mockery of the whole place, and I got to help my wife clean up.
Yes, you do. But you're on vacation. She'll be well-rested by the time Turkey Day gets here.
Yeah, no.
I have faith.
I'll just be catching up on my rest.
Because then you're coming out here again on Friday.
Right.
It's going to be a good weekend. Yes, sir.
Fun time.
Yes, sir. We'll have fun, fun, fun. It is going to be a blast.
Yes, we'll have everything turkey. Turkey salad, turkey gumbo.
Turkey sandwiches. Turkey
sandwiches. Yeah.
Yes,
you everything know turkey.
Everything turkey.
And everything fit the print.
Can you believe that it is this time of year already?
Yeah.
That it is, you know, it is November? I can't, this year has flown by. It's just crazy. And yep.
And yep. It keeps getting quicker as you get older.
Yes, it does.
Because of two reasons.
You know, what? What are those
time
reasons?
Flies when you're having fun, and you know, when you're getting old, you just forget about learning about time.
You forget to look at your watch.
Again. Yeah. Like I said. Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It is.
That's just the Earth's gravitational pull.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is that why I feel heavier today than I did yesterday?
Well,
it's the
I'm not going to say nothing. I could, but
you,
I won't.
Well, yeah, I know you're thinking it. It's all right. I don't mind. It's fine. It's all gooder, as you say. So at work, we're going to be doing this changeover thing, getting this whole new system for our logs and all that stuff. You looking forward to that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know me.
I know you.
And I've told them in Harrisburg. You may not see me on the computer, but I'm coming.
Yes. You are like Wyatt Earp in Tombstone.
Yep. I'm coming and hell's coming with me.
Yes, sir. It's fantastic, dude. You know, it's exciting. It's exciting times. You know, things.
I don't know. They say it's pretty goof proof. You know, once you get the hang of it,
we will find out.
Right. We'll find out who the goofs are.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Somebody take the child lock off and get in here. I can hear it already. What's the password?
Yep. Everybody's going to forget it. They're going to, it's going to be crazy. But, you know, I think we're the last terminal to get it, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
It'll actually be.
Yeah, you go into the terminals. I got to get signed. Oh, you're from Allentown. That's right.
Yeah. Can you sign me in, please?
Yeah, but they were telling me now they have to take pictures of all the bills.
What?
I guess the P&D guys, like Uline and that stuff. They
take a picture on
They have to take a picture with this new Maven phone of the bill.
I wonder why.
I don't know. But I guess that would be kind of easier than keying everything back in.
No, again. That's true. Yeah. As long as they don't have
you
to think key
if
it
you
all
had
in.
A barcode scanner, it should be all, you know, everything fit the print. I don't know. I don't know what the whole thing's all about.
Nope. But, I don't either.
You know, by pity Switzer, he's only got to work there like a week and a half and he goes over his dedicated thing and he can forget about what the Maven was.
Yeah. Will they have it?
They still have to have it.
Yeah. Okay. If they're getting rid of people now.
Yeah. They got to use it for their logs.
Right.
As far as entering trailers and stuff, they don't have to do that.
I mean, right.
It's all dedicated. You're going from this place to that place.
Well, it's one of those things I'm curious about. Do we have to enter anything at all? It should all be put in or should transfer to it when we.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. If, supervisors, you know, they got to enter your trailer and all right. that. So it should be there, and they should just be able to key it.
Yeah.
It's one step easier for them.
I guess.
You know, if they can get away with, we don't have to wait for paperwork, it'll be the sweetest thing since sliced bread.
I think we do, though.
Yeah. But I mean,
it's not going to change that aspect.
I don't know. I'm going to inquire about that. Next time I get pulled into DOT, I'm going to ask them.
Yeah, there you go. Can we just email this to you?
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't either.
You know, if the information's on the phone, I don't know. I mean, right. Make life a lot quicker.
It would at the same time.
We don't have to come in at all and see, you know, people's faces. We don't have to see people.
Yeah, you can just send it all the info.
It's my world coming to fruition.
It is your happy place.
Now, if I can only get fueled up while driving, I never have to stop.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Yes. Fuel while driving.
Occasionally the Mountain Dew car, the Mountain Dew truck comes by and grab a six pack.
Grab one as he goes by. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Is there a mobile coffee mobile? That can deliver.
Well, you see the Love's tankers going down. Maybe one of them are filled with coffee. That would be nice. Sweet, huh?
Would be
7,500
awesome.
Gallons of coffee. Fill her up.
Yeah, buddy. Just give me a straw. We'll start here.
That would be neat. You have one of those die-cast trucks, and it's filled with coffee, and you have a straw. Stick out of the middle port.
That would be pretty cool.
That's a Christmas item. Well, yeah. There you go, pilot there, Berkshire Hathaway. Come up with that coffee cup.
With my luck, my wife would make sure mine's made out of lead.
Well, they put in the old fuel tankers, lead it only.
That would be pretty cool. You know, that'd be a really cool, like a Christmas idea, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
It's not like it's going to sit in the coffee holder in the truck. So
I mean on your desk right here, you know, you can just sit true. There. You have the truck right there.
Big long straw.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be
big
awesome.
Big little bendy super straw.
With the twirls.
Up around your earphones.
Yes, sir. That would be freaking fantastic. Yeah, you know, it's the simple things in life, you know?
Or we can do a gravitational feed. Put a shelf right there and the hose right out to you. Yep. And intravenously.
Yes. Oh, no, I like the taste of it. So we got to have it. So, we'll do it the old-fashioned way.
We'll give you a couple coffee grounds there.
Yeah, heck yeah. Just chew on the beans. Grind them yourself.
That's it.
You know, it is one of those things that is just so crazy. You know, I think to myself, I am chemically dependent, and it's crazy because when you don't have that, boy, it will screw with your brain and your ability to think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all just
it happens. Yeah, something was a little goofy there. I don't know. But a couple of them a couple nights ago, I was Coke decaffeinated because I didn't have a Coke.
That's not a good thing.
That was a bad one.
That is.
You know, start out with a Coke and you end up with a Code Red. It's one of those nights again.
You're like, oh my word. Yeah. I know. Boy, do I know that.
You know, next step's Red Bull, and you don't want to go there.
Nope. Or Monster.
Yeah.
You know, just giving those big cans. Take the big stuff. Go for it.
Yeah.
You know, they
take the big cans, take the hard hat with the double beer cup. And beer
there you go.
Can holder, straw right in. Yeah. Okay. See,
there you go. Gravity feed again.
Right mirror. Left mirror. Okay.
We're good to go. It's amazing the things that we can come up with, you know? Mm-hmm. I think, Christmas presents are starting to sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
If somebody would be innovative enough to create one.
Right. We can put it on the company website, on the company store.
I know, right? There you go. There you go.
I got a call, get a meeting.
I know. That would be cool, dude. I'm telling you, that would be cool.
They would take one look. Get the hell out of here.
I don't know. OD did it.
Yeah, well.
But that is, you know, that's one of those things that's like, hey, that'd be cool. We'll see, you know. But
we'll take that under advisement. Now you go home now.
We'll take it under advisement. Yeah, they'll advise us. You need to find new work.
Yeah.
That's our advice.
This is your slip.
It happens to be pink in color.
Sad news is this was a 2-week notice, but we failed to give you 3 weeks ago. It's already enforced. You've been working a week for free.
Yes, sir. I don't know. I feel bad for these yellow drivers who are, not just the drivers. I mean, the office personnel and everybody else who's looking for work. But I hear Amazon's hiring. So,
no, we've hired a couple. I mean,
yes, we did.
Not in our terminal.
Yeah,
we did. Drivers in our terminal, but
not the office people.
But office people, there's some out in Harrisburg.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. That's really cool. That's good.
I mean, they got to go somewhere because, other companies are going to be a little bit busier.
Yeah, boy,
they got to do something.
Yeah.
They got to get absorbed into the system.
Yeah. Kind of like pulled in,
just when you think you're out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They need to pull you back in.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Does. Yeah. That's the kind of thing that you feel bad for somebody for. It's not their fault that, the company went out. And now
that's why I always say never be afraid to start over.
Boy, yeah, you got that right. Especially in this industry.
All these people, I've been here 30 years. It's only been my only job. Well, it sucks to be you. What are you going to do when you got to get another one? You're lucky they're not gracious drive. Enough to keep you. Not that they say, well, he's here 29. He can't make 30. You're out.
That's true.
You're out.
I am happy to be here at Pitt. I mean, it's a good place to be. I know I don't mean for it to sound like I'm blowing smoke.
He's blowing smoke because he got a fresh hip.
I do have a fresh hip. An old back, but a fresh hip.
Right. Well, that's next year.
It's a bad combo. So,
yeah. He's getting the 500,000 mile overhaul.
Let's just say I'm not doing the limbo, The hip only goes so far.
You're doing
far.
The limb, but not the bow.
That's that. Exactly. I'm doing the limp. It is what it is, but I don't know. I just sitting and thinking about all this stuff, just all the changes this year, just between work and just your, personal life, Jack moving down to Tennessee. And that was a change. That was, a change for Michelle and myself, not having the youngest one around anymore.
I changed my socks this morning too.
Did you? Wow.
That was a big change.
That's a change. That's a heck of a change. First time all year.
Yeah, first time in 24 hours.
at least it's a safe thing to do, you know. You're not gonna hope.
Dry socks. So, that's an important thing.
It is an important thing. It's a helpful thing. So yeah, this is the Seinfeld show right here. We are
at least we're a bit more spunkier than we were on the last episode.
That's true. That's because you're not looking at your phone this time. You're actually talking.
Well, I had an hour to prep.
Is that what you called
on the other show?
So what do you want to talk about? I don't know.
I don't know. Not much going on.
It's like 90 news stories, but it has nothing to talk about.
In 2027, we're going to get Tesla to coordinate the plug connector that they can fix Toyota and Lexus now.
So they all fit. Yeah. So it's a universal.
For those three then.
Oh, that's just, so it's not universal for everybody.
Apparently not.
Chevy's going to use their own or what?
I don't know. I didn't look into it. Though they're on strike too. So what's the difference?
No, I thought they went back.
Well, yeah. But, you think they're going to get right ramping up the production, cranking out 70,000 cars in a week? No. Those cars that didn't come down a lot, they're never going to come down. They're never going to catch up to where they should have been.
In this economy, where are they selling 70,000 cars a week?
Well, you never know.
One
good flood could take care of that.
No, that's true. I am almost at 370,000 miles on the old Toyota.
Did you call Toyota?
No.
You make a phone call.
Just let them know. Your cars are built well. Yeah. They last. I do agree. 370,000 miles is an awful lot of miles for one car.
And then they'll be saying, well, call us in another 250.
Right, I know.
We're sitting here looking at a car that's got 800,000 on it right now. So, got a little ways to go there.
I need to do some more driving. Right. I'm behind the times. Right. That's all right.
What you got to do is drive your car to work.
I do.
And make sure they load you on one of those trailers that have the pinel hook on the back.
And then just drag it behind me.
And then drag it behind you. Nice. This way, it's a twofold thing.
Yeah.
If you break down, you can drive to a phone. and stay warm while you're waiting for breakdown.
Right, right. There you go. That's fantastic.
And you get the mileage. So like can, bonus air miles, you know what I mean?
So if I have my car with me, I don't need my phone anymore.
Right.
So I don't have to call. I can just drive to a phone.
Exactly.
Where am I going to find
a phone? Or just drive to the terminal.
There are no pay phones anywhere right. anymore. So where am I going to drive to a phone?
The phone yes. at the terminal. I just came here to, you know, call breakdown. Now I'm going to drive back.
Yeah, I was almost out here at Pittsburgh anyway, so I better just come right in and see you, you know, Jeremy. Hi, is this breakdown? This is nice. You got a nice building. I broke down. I just thought I'd do a personal visit. Yes. You know, what the heck? Why not? Why not get around?
I'm exactly 41.3 miles away from you. Yeah. Just thought you want to know.
Yeah, yeah. Inquiring minds. Right. You know, I'll drive you out there. You know, I can take you. Right. Come on.
I'll drive you out. Just bring the two clamps and the turbo hose. We're good.
You don't even need to call anybody. We can do this ourselves. Come on.
I watched a video on YouTube.
I seen this in a cartoon. I think I can do it. Oh, man, that's freaking hilarious.
But you know, knock on wood, they must have got clamps that work because I haven't heard nobody blowing a hose on them lately.
That's true, yeah.
You know, because, I mean, the beginning of this year, everybody was, they were popping like, you know. Yeah.
Like Tic Tacs.
I was going to say something else, but I tapped the brakes on that one.
Let's redirect that one.
Yeah, wow. That could have sounded, well, it would have been funny as hell, but yeah,
but
no.
But dangerous. Yeah, because mine went last year when I was doing that the run that you're on. Yours went last year when you were doing the run, and so did like.
But like others. I said, when the mechanics come out, oh yeah, we have a kit for that. A kit. We have a kit for that. Yeah. Not a part. A kit.
We've got the fixed kit for this. This is the new fixed kit for this thing. Show him, Vanna, what he's won.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's all packaged, prepackaged, ready to go.
Shrink wrapped and everything. It's great. Oh, that's freaking funny, dude. You know, it's one of those crazy things. And
but you got to think about it. Would they switch from Japan clamps to, what?
One's made in China or? Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question.
These clamps were all made on a Monday. They didn't care. They don't hold water and they don't hold anything else.
they won't hold your hose. Oh, man. You know, it's funny.
It's funny
rich.
If you drive a Mac. It is.
Well, it's funny if you're not the one sitting waiting for, you know, for somebody to show up to put the clamp on, you know? So, yeah.
And they all, when they come out, they say, well, where's the clamp?
I don't know.
It's between where I stop and maybe
where the noise started.
And where the noise started. You know, driving down her, poof. Back there.
Go for a walk, dude. You want to know? I don't know where it's at. You know, it's just some of the funny stuff that you deal with, you know, when you do this for a living and you get these breakdowns, just, you know, stuff happens, you know. You try and explain to somebody where you're at sitting on the side of the road and you can't see a mile marker in either direction. And you're like,
ping the truck, okay?
Know, right? These are computerized, right? I mean, you have a low jack or something, don't you? I mean, you know, you got to know where it's at.
Right.
What's that? What's the one that actually calls you? Is that
OnStar?
OnStar, that's it. I mean, come on, dude. Tell me that you have a better system than this, right. You know? Well, especially, you know, in 2023.
Sometimes you're going to pick up a trailer. Oh, the trailer's not here. What do you mean it's not here? We have it loaded. You want to ping it?
Well, it's loaded going someplace else.
It's happened, Jason. It's happened with Jason. Oh, that trailer's on it's going 63 miles an hour out the turnpike. Told you it wasn't here. Ruh-roh, Shaggy.
Ruh-roh. It does happen, you know. Yeah.
switch one, transfer one of them numbers back? Because you're looking at the mirror when you're backing up and you're like, eh, yeah, that's 931. Yeah, but you're supposed to have 193. Well, I got the numbers. Just box them.
Just, yeah, exactly. It's all the same. Don't worry about it. You know, it says pit on the side. Go for it.
Some of them
white
do.
And red.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would really actually, love to get more conversations with some of these guys, like the Teals drivers or some of the new drivers coming in, or even some like the guy, who are yellow drivers, who have come over to, since they're out of business. It'd be cool. Those would be cool conversations to have. I'd like to talk to some of the Teals drivers and find out what it's like driving
yellow
up in
drivers.
New York upstate.
I think it would be pretty much the same.
Yeah, for the most part, except for the doubles.
Well, yeah,
But
what's the difference between these trucks and that truck? Oh, one's white, and one's red. Check engine light's always on.
No change.
That's a Mack and a Volvo. Come from the same company.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. We've been used to that.
No change here. Although I guess most of their stuff was single axle.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a little bit of a change, but, it would be interesting to get some of these guys on and just have a conversation with
them. You got to do your magic.
My magic.
You're the one that talks to people. Man, huh? I don't talk to people. Yeah.
Apparently.
I talked to Crawford from down in Richmond there. He's a people person like I am.
Is he coming on?
I doubt it.
He's not that much of a people person.
He's, I will. Yeah, okay, I'm waiting.
It'll happen.
You and I got a list of about 73 other ones that don't have nothing to talk about, but they got the gift of gab when they're sitting there by the time clock.
But they can talk your ear off for a half an hour or 45 minutes. Yes, I know. It's funny. Everybody, that is something that so many drivers say is they don't know what they talk about. And it's. Do you talk in the break room? Do you sit there for a half an hour and then stand in the parking lot for another half an hour talking to somebody? You've got things to say, 100%.
You got the gift to babble.
If you're a truck driver, most of them do. There are a couple of guys that in Allentown that, it's like, he's a really quiet guy. He might not have anything to say. Or if he does,
he just
thinks about
doesn't
it.
Want to talk to anybody.
Right. He doesn't want to be bothered. It's like, stop bugging me.
Right.
But, it is what it is. And, it's a fun thing to do. It's a fun thing to sit down and have a conversation with somebody that you don't really know and get to know them, like we did with you about 2 years ago now. It's got to be somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. It was almost 2 years ago. So, what's changing in your world, Chip?
Yeah, look what that got me. I'm stuck here now.
I know, right?
So that's kind of like a deterrent, really.
Yeah.
You're interviewing for the next one.
it's always a pleasure having a conversation with you, It is just a blast. It's always a blast.
A fun-filled fact of knowledge here.
Yes, you are font. Yes. A font of knowledge.
I'm trying to re-educate myself.
I'm trying to re-educate myself. I got ya.
Yes.
Oh, man. You are a riot.
Isthmus. Use it in a sentence. This must be my lucky day.
There you go.
The good old days.
Are there really any?
There were.
Yeah.
Yeah, those days are far and few between.
Yeah, and long gone.
Yes.
They're not coming back.
And long gone, like the sunlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look at some of the stuff that's going on around us, dude, and I just shake my head. I don't understand it. There's a lot of things I don't get. I don't understand.
I shake my head and the marbles don't move anymore.
Yeah, exactly. They have become fused together. It's just one big lump in there and they ain't rattling. So it's all right. It's all good. We don't, I don't need to use it. I don't need tilt my head and some of the stuff spills out. It's okay. I got no hair. Why have brains? Or why use them anyway?
You're going to go that route?
Yeah, what other people think, so it's all right. So what's your plans for Christmas then? You got any plans for Christmas, or is that too far off? Is that like...
That's way too far out in the left field there.
Future plans.
That's way out there.
What does Mrs. Shipper like to do for like the holidays? Does she like to go look at Christmas lights? Is she, you know, I guess not. She's married to you, and I can imagine. Yeah, we're not looking at Christmas lights. You're looking at me like...
Well, you answered the question. What's the next one?
Are you doing a Christmas tree?
Hell no. That would require going down and digging through one of the several artificial trees she has and trying to decide which one she wants. By that time, it's probably the 27th of December. Why put one up?
Why bother? There you go.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Say we got a ficus tree. I'll put some LED lights on it. Call it a day.
Yep. I have a ceramic Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gets plugged in on the kitchen table or whatever table I decide to put it on. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
It doesn't take me long to undecorate either.
Yeah. Like I said, we had that conversation, you know, with my wife and my son. We sat down. I said, what are we doing? You know, and
we're
like, I'm okay with nothing. Nothing's good to me. Okay.
Yes, sir.
You know,
nothing as far as Christmas lights go, or nothing as far as Christmas presents go, or just
the whole nothing. Sleep late, call it a day. You know, I got to be at my sister-in-law's house just by noon.
Make something good for dinner.
That's it. Well, no, she don't even have to. We have a Christmas Eve dinner.
Oh.
We've agreed to keep that tradition going.
Gotcha. So you do Thanksgiving and your sister-in-law does Christmas?
The one sister does Christmas and the other sister-in-law does Easter.
The one sister? Like your sister or wife's sister?
My wife has two.
Okay.
So one does one holiday, we do one, they do.
And they do one, yeah.
She does the other one.
So you split up the three big holidays.
Right, the biggest holiday I got.
Yeah. Well, you know what, dude? You know what I get to do? I get to come home from work Wednesday morning or Thursday morning and begin making Thanksgiving dinner. But it's only for Tanya.
I was going to say, party of three?
And Michelle and myself. And Michelle, not till she gets home.
Right.
Because she works.
So you literally can throw the bird in the oven before you go to bed, put it on 300 roast and let it slow simmer. So you wake up and then, you know, top it off at 350 just to get the brown on it and call it a day.
There you go.
Well, I like nothing wrong with that.
You can come out to my house and cook for me. You can do that.
Yeah, I should be here. The way the schedule's going, I should be here most of the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Friggin' A. You know, we need to. I said to Michelle, I need a weekend.
Yeah.
I just want a weekend, you know, but hey, we're busy and that's a good thing.
Mm.
So. Yeah,
we're busy doing nothing. It's a Seinfeld weekend.
It is.
It's a Seinfeld month.
Yep, you got that right. Oh, it is so hard to believe, you know, that I don't know.
It's over.
It just about is over. You know, it's like, what? You know, the holidays are here, and before you know it, they'll be over. And it's always like a deflating thing when the holidays are done.
Yes, and use lifers at Pitt, Ohio. You're looking at, a fresh 6 weeks is coming.
Amen. That is the thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah. January's on its way and six 6 weeks, like you said, and three personal days.
I really wish they would up that to five. Yeah, make that too. An even five.
I know, right? That would be nice.
I have to write a letter.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
I got so much. From knickknacks, podcasting.
Anything else?
Extra days.
Yeah. There you go. It's just more snow days for me. That's all.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, this is going to be a rough winter. That's what everybody is saying.
Well, I'm glad you're saying it.
Well,
I vow I'm not going up my brother-in-law's and picking up my snowplow this year. I'm going to go 2 years in a row.
Without having to do it?
Yes.
Well, I hope you're right. And I hope that does not come back to bite you in the rear end, dude.
You shouldn't, because, hey, what's the worst going to happen? Can't get out of my driveway.
Sorry, can't come into work.
Yeah.
can't get out
of my driveway. Well, what's the matter? I don't see myself shoveling. I haven't done that since I was 15.
I've got an eye problem right about now. I can't see myself shoveling myself out.
My four-wheel drive don't work. I can't get through it. Nope.
My Toyota is stuck.
Yes. Don't worry, you got that Ranger that's been sitting here for 2 years collecting snow. Cobwebs are more like it.
Real spider webs.
Yeah. Or probably it looks like Spider-Man sitting in the front seat. It does. You might want to load that up when you clean out the back garage of, you know, scrap metal.
Yeah. I know some guys.
Call it a group thing. Bring a tow hitch down. The other pickup's take loaded it already.
In tow. Yeah. That's freaking great, dude. You're too kind. Mm. Too kind.
Just trying to help a brother out.
You are. And you're doing a fine, fine job, you know? Well, you know, I think this show is going to be short.
Why?
Because it's almost 45 minutes. How long you want to go?
You got to have an hour. That's the minimum requirement of the producer.
That's what I said.
At Merkle Media. It's only 45. You got another 15 minutes to yap.
All right.
So grease up your jaw.
So we're going to talk about, talk about my hip?
Nope.
We're going to talk about, nope.
No.
You want to talk about work?
You got to make it interesting for the listener.
You're the one who said we got to go 15 more minutes. So, sir, you have got to make it more interesting for the listener.
Unbelievable.
Go to work. I'm waiting for it. Make it interesting.
Well, the radiant floors put in at the shop, man.
I didn't even know they were putting that. I didn't know they were putting radiant floors in. And I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, yeah.
That is freaking amazing. That's going to cost a fortune to heat. They put it in the dock, didn't they?
No, I think it's just the shop.
Oh, I thought the fueler guy, Bob, said that they maybe I just misunderstood him.
Yeah, because I only saw dual temp down there doing the
just
garage.
At where the garage is going to be at.
Yeah,
that's actually really cool.
No, it'd be cool anyway.
It'll be nice and toasty. Toasty warm.
Well, it's not like you're going to be walking on hot rocks in Hawaii on a volcano.
But you figure if that concrete stays warm rather than, when concrete gets cold,
right.
It makes everything freaking cold. Exactly. So that'll help to heat the air around it, you know?
Help them.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's a nice way to do it. I think it's kind of, I would love to put that in a house, but I'm not purchasing a new house to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a lot easier with a new house.
Yes, it is. You know, it's
a lot easier.
When you're building it, it's like, well, okay, it sounds good, but I'm not paying for it. You know, it's like, that ain't going to happen.
Oh, we're going to give it that free. It's just going to cost, your house is now $300,000 more.
Yeah.
Geez, thanks.
Thanks for the free, though.
Yes.
You know, please don't do anything else free for me. I can't afford it. I can't afford the free.
We got one free doorknob. Which door you want it on?
I think about, kids talking about moving and I don't want to, I don't know if I'm going to want to move.
Who?
Me. To go to Tennessee. I love the kids.
I told you what to do.
I just want to start all over again.
Sell this. Go up to Tom Schaefer, buy yourself an RV.
Hammer Lane Legends.
All you need to do is need enough land to park it and somewhere to dump the shitter.
Hammer Lane Legends Roadshow or Jackass. You know? Yeah. Same thing. You know, it's synonymous.
Toyota Toyota right behind it.
Racking up those miles. What the heck?
Change your address every 3-4 months.
Yeah. I you think about stuff like that. And I just don't know, I don't know. Tanya's pregnant. And I don't,
I heard.
Don't know. Yeah. I don't know when her and Alex are going to, they're looking to buy a house up here. So for now, they're staying up this way. Mm. And Michelle's mom is still, her mom's like 80. And she's in great shape. I mean, she's a nice lady. I love Sandy. She's awesome. But I wouldn't want to take Michelle away from her mom. And I don't think Michelle wants to go. You know, she's right. It's just, there's there's those reality things of life. Yeah. You know, it's just, it's life. It's the way things are. And I think it's, you know.
Not everybody's footloose and fancy free.
Exactly. I'm not even footloose.
Right.
I am not Kenny Loggins.
Right.
Well, that didn't work.
Well, that was a great miss.
Yep. And it was 2 feet away.
Swinging
from me.
In a miss.
Oh, well, you know, I'll pick it up later if my hip lets me bend over.
What do you got, a notebook?
Yeah. It's the notebook I had when I first started with Tony. I was like, holy crap. Michelle found it. I don't even know where she found it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. It's like all these empty pages that I didn't write in. And then just like stuff. Because it's like, I got some, you know, things that I actually needed. But I'm like, where in the world do I have that? Where is it? You know, like passwords. And
oh, no way.
Not for this stuff. This is just for my own stuff. I was like, holy crap. I forgot where I wrote these things down.
That's the official book.
It is.
Oh, baby.
Yes. I was like, holy crap. Thank you, Michelle. Yeah. Well.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's why if you make the password the same for everything.
I know. That's what I think it's easier.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
And then when you, you know, it's like, who can remember 15 passwords?
My wife's got it's a regular composition book. Yeah. We used to have at school.
Yeah.
About that thick. And page after page after page.
Of passwords.
Passwords.
Oh, my word. I'm like,
you
I
know,
just.
And I say to her, you know, every time you put a password in it, the Google thing comes up. Would you like to save it? No.
No.
I have it written down.
I'm starting to get to a point where it's like, yes, save it. I don't want to have to put it in anymore.
But you probably need a password to get to the password book.
Right. I'm going to make it the same password that I just put in it. So I don't forget the password.
What's password? Forgot password.
I cannot
tell you. It's a default.
I cannot tell you how many times I've hit forgot password. You know, those stupid things that you go into once a year.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. You know, like when you go to the doctor and you get your blood test done and all that stuff. And I forget every year. What is my password for, you know, how to get into my chart thingy? I'm like, yep, forgot password. Let's reset that sucker again.
That's why we went in, because I got an automated voicemail saying, you know, about pre appointment, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Pre sign in, pre registration.
Pre registering, yeah.
I'm like, what doctor? Who is it and when?
Right. Why am I getting a gynecology freaking report? What's going on here?
You know, and I'm like, well, you have an appointment, like blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
I do?
I looked, I found the card. Well, yeah, that's right. We made that appointment last year.
Yeah, and you're supposed to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And I got two back to back, one this Monday and one next Monday.
Wow.
One at 8:15. Why I made 8:15 on a Monday is beyond me.
What is that one for? Is that just like a physical checkup?
No, that's my eye.
Oh, your eye doctor.
It's an eye optometry. And then the next week I go see the specialist for the retina and make sure everything's all right back there. You know, I'm like, oh God. And I said, can I make these? Oh no, you can't make them both at the same time because one might be run longer than the other guy.
Wow. But they're at the same office.
They're at the same office. Wow. They're all looking at the same eye. How about you have that guy swing over real quick? Right. You know?
Hey, can we just do a double thing here? Can we just bring
I'll give you the $50. Right. You know, you each get your $25 copay. Right. But can I wrap this up in, you know, one trip?
Exactly.
Because why would I make something close to my house? Okay, an appointment close to my house.
How far is it?
I gotta go to friggin' Fogelsville. I'm like halfway to you already.
I'll just come all the way out.
8:15 we'll do another show. In the morning. I'm on the way. I'm there. Wow. Okay.
Nope. I always think about rush hour. I'm like anytime after 9 o'clock.
This was the process when I made the appointment. Well, 8:15. I should be done with work and I can go right there. And then I realized it was Monday.
Yeah, you
I'm
work
not
on
working
night.
Monday morning. Oh, damn.
That does suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's funny because like my brain works like when I see somebody trying to, you know, come out at a weird spot and they're going to try and cross traffic, you know, I think like going into our terminal on 309, you know, you got guys who somebody coming out to cross traffic on the, like the southbound side, they're coming out of one of those roads on the southbound side and they want to cross traffic over to the, you know, to the northbound side. And I think to myself, why wouldn't you just go up and get to the light and then come across rather than trying to cross in where there's no light? You know, it's like I look at those things and I like in my brain, I'm planning those things out. And I was talking with Gary last night, you know, because we were, you know, chit chatting. We saw each other and I was like, you know, he was telling me, you know, like his dad was the kind of guy who would be like, you know, if you're passing someplace going, you know, and you like someplace you want to stop to pick something up. If it was on the opposite side of the road, he would go to wherever he's going, do whatever he's doing, and on his way back, because it would be on the right side of the road. And it's like, yeah, I do stuff like that, because I look at it like it's easier to make a right-hand turn onto the highway or onto 61 or something like that than it is to make a left. So, I mean, they're going to come out at the light, or I'm not turning left, I'm turning right. That's how I look at things. I know it sounds really stupid, but it's like, nah, I get it.
That's the brown van mentality.
That is the brown van. I should work for them.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah. Everything turns right.
Yes.
No left turns.
They broke that left turn. They took them bulbs right out of that left side of
the
truck.
The wheel doesn't even go that way. Yeah, it's just how my brain works. It's like I see somebody trying to come out at a weird spot on like on 61 here in you know, in Shoei. Or Hamburg, and I'm like,
oh, you would love
what,
me
are you
then.
Crazy.
I go up by your nobody's home fire department, and I go out to 61, and then I make the left turn with my big old bus truck.
Why would you do that?
Well, I love the challenge.
Go two more blocks up.
No,
come out at Noble at 662.
No, because then you got to wait for the traffic light. Yeah. This way, coming north, you got the green light usually.
That is just nuts. You know,
I get that boat launched. It's going.
That is the hard way to do it. But then again, it's
only four lanes of traffic.
It's big enough that, you know, the Titanic crossing the highway, it's going to cause people to slow down.
All right. Once I get up to plane speed, we're good. The turbo whistles a little bit.
Bring it. Hey, that's hilarious. Oh, my word. Yeah. I just have an aversion to, making myself sit someplace to make a left-hand turn.
Three rights to make the left.
Yep. That's my philosophy, man. Yes, I agree with that. I agree 100%.
You kind of get a little goofed up in Allentown, don't you?
Yeah, I don't go to Allentown. I avoid one-way streets. I don't do anything goofy, you know? That's why it breaks my own rule when I have to cross traffic to cross, you know, turn left there to come, to swing around the block to come down to the terminal. Because it's a split highway. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that makes, yeah.
That would be called divided highway.
Yeah, it's a divided highway. Yeah, it's divided.
They weren't married.
Nope.
Northbound wasn't married to southbound.
they're divided. Yes. No kids involved.
Yes.
So it's a plus.
Easy divorce.
Easy clean,
peasy.
Clean
easy
break.
Peasy lemon squeezy.
It's a clean break. You know, it's all over. It's done. Yeah, I know. It's you know. Color me stupid. Color me crazy. I don't care. I do not like, makes me uneasy. Mm. I don't know if that's OCD. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just anxiety, anxiousness, craziness. But I am not turning left without a traffic light.
You're one of those guys.
I am one of those guys. I'm looking for a gas station that is on the same side of the road that I am on that's going the same direction. So when I come back out, I can go just turn right. I do not want to have to turn left. Yes, that's true. Or I want a traffic light. Like the sheets right here in Shoei. I can go into that sheets and come back out, go to the traffic light and turn left. No fuss, no muss, and I don't have to worry about getting hit. Because I'm not crazy. I just spent $60 filling my tank. I don't want to have to burn half of it sitting there waiting to cross traffic. Because I decided not to come out at the light.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. That's the fun stuff. You know, that's what makes life.
It takes you so long.
I know, right? Now you know why it's 45 miles to work from my house. It's literally a stone's throw from my house, but I got to, I can't.
Well, what's going to happen when the power fails and the light's not on? Now what are you perplexed?
I'm screwed,
with?
Dude.
I'm supposed to make a left here because it's a light,
but I can't.
But the light's not working. So I guess I have to go to the next one in the next town.
I'm going to have to turn right and go all the way down to Reading to turn around and come back up. And now I'm going to be late for work.
Yes.
Like last night, man, I just I hate waking up and having to rush out the door. That just drives me nuts. I'm not. Yeah,
you were a volunteer fireman last night.
Oh, my word.
Get the call at 6. Oh, you got an 8 o'clock. Oh, shit, I'm late.
I got a half an hour. I got to get out of here. Are you crazy? I made it. I was, you know. I wouldn't say I was speeding on the highway to get to work, but I would say I was driving faster than maybe I should, than everybody
faster
else.
Faster than normal Merkle speed because the car's saying, we're supposed to be on old 22, 35, not 75.
Yeah, 300. And
car said, no!
Like it just saw Bigfoot or something.
Say, what's the hurry? You're never in a hurry before.
Exactly. Why start now? 370,000 miles, and now you find
you
want to
see 380? You better ease on up.
Yeah. Last night I was that guy. And then you get to work and you're supposed to calm back down. You right. know, it's like,
yeah, slam the door, the car's going.
Sweat. The car is literally sweating.
Right.
I'm driving so fast. I'm breaking sound barriers.
The wipers are overlapping the headlights. What the hell was his problem? We're here.
Did you see what he did? yeah.
Just think, Monday.
I know.
What time? You might as well just go to work Sunday. We are there. Yeah.
I am just gonna get up at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and leave. That way, I'm there, and I'll just sleep in the parking lot till it's time to come in because I have no idea. You know, that is that's one of the hassles about living an hour away from work. You know, depends on how fast you drive, and you can do it in, I don't know, 35 minutes like last night, but I was freaking moving because I was just like,
you get up to planning speed. You can make it in 36 minutes to my place from here.
There you go. Freaking nuts. So yeah, you know,
if I had that little bitch box of my thing, speeding.
What are you, Jeff? Stop.
Obviously, you're deaf and
it's got no vision.
You can't see. Who's driving here? Oh, Helen Keller, here we go.
Yes, sir. It's the Helen Keller School of Driving.
Too funny. That's too funny.
Yes.
But yeah, I heard. What the hell did I hear? Oh. You know, the yellow and white lines. I don't know where I heard it from, but it just stuck with me. And keep it between the mustard and the mayonnaise because you don't want to have ketchup on the road. I'm like, oh, I get it. It took a little while. I'm like, what? Who the hell's got condiments here?
I don't know, but I'm hungry now.
I want to stop at Sheen's for 2 hot dogs for a buck.
Do you know how much a hot dog is at Five Guys?
No.
They're like $5 a hot dog.
I was going to say, you know how much a hamburger is there?
Yeah, a lot more than that.
But I'll tell you what, you get one of them loaded, it's worth every bite.
Oh, my word. I think it is too, dude.
Yep.
I mean, you just walk away and you are just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother. Because now I'm getting
that's a heart attack in the bag. Because between that, and you see the French fries and the oil's leaking out. Yeah. Like, yeah, when that bag can get oily like that, you know that's a heart attack in the sack.
Bag is getting all greasy. Your hands are all greasy just from holding it.
Your arteries are hardening just walking with it,
not feeding it.
That's some damn good cooking. Yeah. Even they got expensive, but you know, sometimes you just gotta bite the bullet and do it.
My word. Yeah. It's everything has gotten expensive.
Yeah, because my wife would go there. Well, I got us, you know, three large fry. What'd you do that for? Yeah, because you got three hamburgers and, you know, I'm coming back with three bags.
Right.
You know, one bag has hamburgers and the other two are french fries. You could have got one.
Like, well, I didn't know how hungry you were.
Well, that, and I actually watched the guy where they actually put the, you know, they, like every other place, they poured them in a cup and they put the cup in.
And then they put more in.
And then it's like, they got extra, so they're dumping it in. And then I got three large ones to go with it. The guy's just shoveling away. Like, holy shit.
Let me just get a big garbage bag for these things, would you? Fill this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's great. Michelle does not like it, though.
No?
No. I actually like their hot dogs. I mean, I know they're expensive, but I still like, I don't know what kind of hot dogs they use. Because, you know, I don't know if they're like Hebrew Nationals. I don't know what they are. If they're not, I don't think they're Nathan's.
I don't know. You know, I go to a hamburger and I'm not ordering a hot dog, to be honest with you.
Dude, I love the hot dog with just a little bit of brown mustard. To me,
you
that's
know,
awesome.
If I want a hot dog, I go to like, you know, Yakko's.
I go buy
Pete's hot dogs. I go to Jimmy's, you know, Jimmy's. Anything that's got hot dogs after Jimmy's name.
Yes, I agree with that.
Because I'm not going to the hot dog stand to order a hamburger. Holy crap, no. Wimpy.
No, but I don't like Yakko's sauce.
Oh yeah, Yakko's.
Oh yeah, I don't like it at all. It's like
my best is I'll go for a Jimmy's because of the pickle.
Yep.
But I really like I prefer Pazzi's.
I have not had a Pazzi's hot dog in forever. Holy cow. Jimmy's was good. I agree with you. Jimmy's is good. I love the pickle.
Yeah.
Mustard.
You go
and
for
pickle.
A pickle. Yeah.
Yep. It's freaking fantastic. But you know, this is our culinary delights here at Hammer Lane Legends.
Because I go at the Potsies when I worked at the gas station.
Yeah.
You know, it was right up the alley.
Right.
So I go up and I had the tow truck up there and I'm, you know, ketchup, cheese, and relish. And you know, he looks at me, he says, "What are you, 10? I says, "What? Well, ketchup, cheese, and relish?" I says, "And your point?"
That is a weird comment. You put ketchup on it?
Oh, yeah, you got to.
No, hot dog with mustard, dude. Brown mustard.
No, yellow.
No, I mean, I like yellow mustard on a hot dog. I like it. I like mustard on a hot dog, whether it's yellow, brown, gray poupon, whatever. I don't care. I just like mustard on a hot dog.
Yeah.
But I like mustard on a hot dog. And if I'm going to do anything special with it, sauerkraut. Because it makes the bun soggy.
Well, no, Potsy's buns are usually all that fresh steamed anyway. You know, it's all soft. You don't want it soggy.
I like when it gets a little bit soggy. Ugh. That's why I like the sauerkraut on it. Mm. You know,
can't do that. No. Got to drain the sauerkraut. No juice.
No juice is what makes it taste good.
No juice.
Here we are with our culinary thoughts. You know, Hammer Lane Legends and our culinary excursions and experiences. Yes, that's us. We do things as culinary astute as Potsy's hot dogs, Jimmy's hot dogs, and Five Guys. You know,
if the line would always be too long at Chick-fil-A, I'd be there. But, you know, lines, you got to be dedicated.
You do. Yes,
that's a pilgrimage at that point.
Oh, my word, it is. It becomes a half a day trip. Yeah. You know, depends on what time.
But I mean, they've gotten a lot better. You know, they've really picked it up since the COVID.
Yeah.
Because the one there in East and Nazareth Highway there,
you
know, by 248, you know, it literally looped around the place twice before you got into the lawn, you know.
You got the inner circle.
to get into the inner circle of life and to place your order.
Wow.
But they've actually got a lot better. You know, it's not as not as long anymore. Plus, you know, it depends on the time of day, I guess.
Yeah, it does. You know, like if they're open or not.
But it's like I drive up. Oh, I can actually drive right to the speaker. Yeah. They didn't put the cones out yet.
Wow. Yeah. How about that? It is that, you know, I don't know how they make their chicken.
Yeah, but I've asked my wife a couple times. I says, is it pressure cook? You know, or is it,
it's the freaking best stuff, man.
Because that's what I was saying. I told her, I said, if you could figure out how they make that, I'm in. We could have chicken every day.
Yep. Yep. Oh, that is beautiful. It is beautiful.
And every time we go, she orders a salad. I says, why am I going to a chicken place to get a salad?
Yeah, I mean, they have like the best fried chicken sandwiches
She's a Southwest and they have spicy chicken whatever on it.
Oh, well, I mean, that's why women live longer than we do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, well, that's our problem, you know, because we're going for the sandwich that's got, you know, the mayo, the cheese.
No, they don't have
their special sauce. They have a special sauce, though.
Right,
they?
But you got to put all that on.
Yeah, you tell them what you want.
Oh, you can?
I would assume if you go through a drive-thru, you're not going inside.
I thought you got to put it on. You put it on yourself. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't get that involved.
I don't either. But I
come home. We have our own Chick-fil-A sauce in the jar.
Yeah, you bought it at the store, which is awesome.
We're good.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, that's the way to do it.
We're good. You know, lately, she would buy any kind of pickle.
Yeah,
and. You know, I don't eat a lot of pickles. And one thing
don't eat a lot of them.
I just don't eat a lot of them. And her and my kid, they're all into the hot stuff.
Okay.
The aioli sauce, this stuff, that stuff. Well, she found Vlasic extreme hot slices.
Wow. Pickles. That's different.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they made that.
Oh, yeah. They got a red lid on them. That's how you know they got juice in them. They're hot stuff.
They're hot stuff.
Yeah. But to me, they taste like a bread and butter pickle.
Yeah.
But with hot juice.
Huh.
And
so they almost have like a sweetness to them.
Yes.
At first and then.
Yes.
Then
you get the sweet and then you get the holy shit, my mouth is on fire. But by that time, you know, because me, I'm not going to just jam one in my pie hole. You know, I put like five onto a fork and boom.
And then the top of your head blows off.
The alarm goes off. It's like a pressure cooker, you know? But I love them. You know, and I told her they taste like the, you know, the bread and butter pickle. Yeah. She says, I don't really taste that. I said, well, how can you? Because every time you go in there, my kid always leaves one pickle. One pickle. There could be five jars in there. They all got one pickle in them.
He doesn't want to have to empty the jar.
He doesn't empty a jar. Same thing with peanut butter. He'll crack into the next peanut butter because he doesn't want to scrape peanut butter out of the old jar.
Wow.
It drives me nuts.
That is hilarious.
And dual condiments running at the same time. We got two different two ranch dressings going because one's almost empty and the other one's brand new.
Well, if the one that's almost empty has been sitting around too long and it's time to open
it. It's not that it's sitting around too long because ranch dressing at our house is like water. You know, they put it on everything. When you go to put it on salads, you don't have the ranch dressing.
Because they used it on their pizza, their meat.
Yes,
I know. I have a wife that does that.
My kid does that. I'm like, really? And then he got Amazon the one day.
Yeah.
You know, on a Sunday. I'm like, what the hell did you order that was so important on a Sunday? He ordered peanut butter. And Amazon delivered it. And it was like the jumbo 400 gallon, the 55 gallon bottle of it. Yeah.
Then
the next thing I see is this ranch dressing.
Yeah.
And it's like a 3 gallon jar, bottle.
Yeah.
It doesn't even fit in the door.
It doesn't fit in the fridge.
Right. And I says, where'd he get? Oh, he says, never mind. I know where he got it. And my wife says, yeah, he got that on Amazon too. He had that shit. I said, he couldn't even get everything shipped at one time.
Because they'd have to put it on a big tractor trailer to deliver it.
But this kid, peanut butter and jelly sandwich weighs at least 15 pounds. Between the peanut butter and the 2.5 inches of jam, Smuckers, in there. The paper plate, the Chinette plate doesn't even hold that kind of weight. Yeah.
That's amazing. I have not had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich forever either.
You get one of his, it's a freaking meal.
A meal? That's enough for a week.
You definitely got to have milk to wash it down.
I'd like to be able to go to the bathroom at some point, you know?
Yeah, yeah. If that don't glue to your sides and jam you up, nothing will.
Holy moly.
But, yeah. That's welcome to my life.
Oh, that is freaking funny.
The life of nobody can finish something. Yeah, we'll run five of them. You know, oh, it just drives me nuts. And what drives me nuts is when the condiments have to be off the door and just on the shelf. You know, in the where the milk is and where the juice is. Mixed in
with everything else.
Mixed in with everything.
Where you're moving everything out of the way to get to it.
I said, the condiments go on the door. I said, we got five shelves here. We don't have that much. Well, right. You know, we got 10 different mustards and five different aioli sauces. That's and this funny. Sauce, that sauce.
Holy
you know?
Cow. It's amazing, isn't it? It's just, that's what I don't understand the ranch dressing thing. I want someone to explain that to me. Why all of a sudden ranch dressing is on everything? I know, that's what Michelle does.
It's like that hot sauce,
out.
You know, you put the shit on everything.
Yeah, I honestly cannot figure out who decided that ranch dressing goes on pizza. I don't think it goes on pizza.
Yeah,
I don't
think
it goes on anything but a salad. That's what I use ranch dressing for, dip vegetables in. That's it. It's not a condiment. It's a salad dressing. Right. A condiment is mustard, ketchup, you know, something that goes on food or you dip it in, you know, barbecue sauce. But yeah, I don't understand.
Not him,
that.
You know, ketchup and everything like that he eats. But he'll eat right around a tomato. Doesn't like tomatoes. Get a hoagie, eats right around, you know.
Really?
Yeah, the weirdest thing. I says, you realize all that ketchup you put on your french fries? And you catch it. So ketchup / ranch dressing, okay? We mix it in.
Right.
And then we, with the hot sauce on top, just cover it all.
That ketchup is made from tomatoes.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes.
You know, kid goes through spaghetti like, you know, it's water.
Wow.
Tomato product, I'm thinking.
yeah, maybe.
But if he sees a tomato with a slice, nope, can't touch that. He's like MC Hammer, man. I just don't get
funny.
It.
That is funny.
I just don't get it.
No. You know, everybody's got their thing. You know, it's all right. Mm. Everybody's got their thing.
He's got a cork, all right.
Well, this show has been fun, Ship. I enjoyed sitting here shooting a breeze with you, chewing the fat, chopping it up, as Tony would say.
Would you shut up with that. He ain't here.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this show.
How long did it go?
An hour and 15.
There we are.
Now we're happy.
We got to go.
We got to go.
Get the hammer down to Hammer Lane. Ciao.
Talk to you next week.
TTNW.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Keep them emails coming if you want to hear your name. Don't be afraid to call the show.
That's right. I mean, voicemail.
Do a voicemail.
Yeah, do the voicemail.
Or unless you got, you know, unless you're privileged and you have the direct number to Merkel.
Well, you must be privileged. You got the direct Merkel to number. or the direct number for Merkel. Yeah. Whatever.
You're the one handing your number out like a $3 whore in a whore out. Just saying. All you need is a window washing bucket and a squeegee and you're in.
I'm just trying to get guys on the show, dude. If it makes it easier for them to have my number and just text me, it's just I can say, hey, Jack, we're going to have this guy on this day at this time. It makes it easy.
Hey, Jack, we're full up this month in case you were wondering.
Well, I figure there's almost 2,000 drivers at Pitt.
Right.
Well, maybe not that many.
If we only get 1,000 of them.
That's a lot of weeks.
No, we do five a week. We're out. We're done.
That's a lot.
We're on hiatus. I mean,
it's 1,000. It's 52 weeks in a year.
Right.
So 1,000, if we get, you know. So I'm saying, like, in this country, there's 3.5 million drivers. If we just get, like, a 1% of that.
0.1%.
Yeah, we'd have enough for like a couple of years.
Right.
And then you think how many guys. How
we'd
many
be people, like the other show.
I'd love to talk to some of the drivers in what's that country down below? Under Australia.
And oh, England. I thought you were thinking Mexico. It's a country down below. Mexico?
I didn't think, you know,
we had a guy from Australia.
Yeah, I know, but I like to have
about,
more.
He was talking about the our tire business we were going to have over there.
Yeah, exactly. But, that, you know, I'd like to get more guys from around the world on the show.
They're just coming in there to spring now.
Yeah, I guess they are. Because
they're upside down. Winter.
Yep. Yeah. They're at the bottom, so they're now closer to the sun or something like that.
Yeah, the big yellow one's the sun.
Mate.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, all right. Well, anyway, we hope you enjoyed the show. If you enjoyed the show, Shipper, what can they do?
They can share it.
Share the show with everybody you know.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Even the Oz.
On social media and on your phone and all kinds of other ways. If you know somebody that isn't listening, share the show with them. Maybe they'll listen.
Or maybe they won't.
All that being said, keep the hammer down.
In the hammer lane.
Have good a night. Good one.
You'll never guess the places that I've been. You never guess the places that I've been. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go, and I'll just make this bed my home. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams. Better from above. Nothing's ever as it seems, yeah, except in that world that I dream of. Never gonna lose the ones I love. Never gonna lose the ones I love. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that world that I dream of.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.